The House and Senate are between $2 and $4 billion apart on their spending proposals for the upcoming fiscal year, depending on how you count. The Senate's $83 billion plan does not include about $2 billion in tuition the state's colleges and universities are expected to collect. Other big differences include a gap in environmental spending, driven by the Senate's plan to spend more than $1 billion over the next decade for water projects in Central Florida. Senator Rob Bradley says the plan encompasses different regions, but water storage south of Lake Okeechobee remains the priority.
This effort that started 20 years ago requires northern, western, eastern, and southern storage. Every witness said that storage south of the lake is a necessary component. So we need to do all those things, plus we need to do septic to sewer conversions, because certainly that contributes over time to the pollution in these areas.
That's not in the House's $81 billion plan. But the House has issues it's pushing, like $200 million to lure more nationally recognized charter schools into the state. It's a priority of House Speaker Richard Corcoran in an attempt to address failing schools. The House also has dollars for the teacher bonus program Best and Brightest, money that's not in the Senate plan, though Senate Education Budget Chairman David Simmons says that could change.
We do contemplate working with our colleagues in the House to expand the Best and Brightest program so that it includes other factors besides those that are set forth in the House's initial program that was last year.
Education remains one of the biggest gaps between the chambers. When it comes to K-12 spending, they're more than $500 million apart, largely driven by a difference of opinion on how to count increased revenues from local property taxes. Per-student spending would increase by more than $200 a student in the Senate, while the House would increase that funding by about $20 a head. And then there's the ongoing philosophical debate on whether to axe the state's tourism development agency and its business recruitment arm, both favorites of Governor Rick Scott, who continues to bash House lawmakers for voting to kill Enterprise Florida.
You have to call your House members, Clay Ingram, Frank White, Mel Ponder, Jerry Williamson. They all voted to shut down Enterprise Florida, to stop the Florida Defense Alliance, and to restrict marketing our state for tourists. Now, that doesn't make any sense to me, because I'm after jobs for all of our families.
And could this be the year state employees get a pay hike? If Senate Budget Chairman Jack Latvala gets his way, the answer could be yes.
We all know that it's been a long time since state employees have had a pay raise across the board of any way, shape, or form. We've had a bonus. Different groups have had pay raises. But it's been about 9 years since there's been any kind of across-the-board pay raise.
Latvala wants to provide workers making up to $40,000 a year a $1,400 pay bump. Those above the threshold would get $1,000. But the House takes a more measured approach, with extra money for correctional officers, but few others. The chambers are slated to approve their respective spending plans Thursday. And after an extended weekend, they'll start ironing out the differences.